Hi Connor, this is Niall here. I'm just trialing this new piece of software called Audio Boo. So I'm looking at the Fort site, which is the Baltimore .ie website. Website looks pretty good. I'm just clicking through onto the blog here. Again, I can see that they are publishing some content, although there doesn't look to be much engagement with that content. So I mean, firstly, I would suggest that one of the things that they could do here is install the share buttons for social media. That's certainly going to help in terms of this blog. I don't know who publishes here, but I mean, if this is a site to I suppose promote the town itself, it might be an idea to invite people from the various businesses that are involved to blog. And certainly in terms of the content, I mean, it's pretty much all text, some pictures as far as I can see. It might be an idea to create different types of content, probably run something maybe like a competition, you know, best video to promote Baltimore, something along those lines. Clicking through into their Facebook page, first thing I see there is that they haven't set their unique URL with Facebook. Is something that they need to do. Looking at some, okay. In terms of, there is actually no content. So I mean, this is effectively a community site or a site representative of a community. Yet they don't really have a community anywhere. So obviously, you know, Facebook is a tool that they can use pretty quickly to start to develop that community and build that up. There's a number of things that they could do in terms of like content creation and stuff like that to help build that community. And certainly in terms of the appeal here, they should probably look internationally in terms of, you know, either people that have some type of I suppose connection with Baltimore, or indeed to try and build the Baltimore brand internationally. So there's a lot of things that they can do in terms of content, user generated content, in terms of competitions that they can run, in terms of video, stuff like that. There's a whole load of stuff. I mean, really, they have a Facebook page at the moment, but I mean, that's kind of the extent of it. They're not really doing too much more than that. I don't believe that they have a Twitter presence. Again, Twitter is something that can be used. I mean, really, there's an awful lot that they can do. I'm just looking, clicking through. That's a YouTube video from obviously some guys playing traditional music in a pub there. They don't appear to have, again, a YouTube channel. Again, you know, in terms of creating potential viral campaigns, I mean, if the businesses in the area were to get behind this page, and there's a number of things that you could do, and there's a number of things that you could do locally, there's certainly a number of things that you could do in terms of Ireland, or indeed even internationally. You know, you could give someone a pretty nice price to come to Baltimore, make them, you know, mayor of Baltimore for a week or something like that, and run something like that internationally. So there's a whole load of scope for something like this. It's obviously really dependent on you know, how far they're prepared to take it, or indeed how creative they can be. But certainly, I mean, they're pretty much starting from scratch on this. So I suppose first thing to get working, because it's probably the most straightforward, is their blog. Certainly Facebook comes into it, and next then you would look towards YouTube, which would open up a lot of viral potential for you in terms of stuff that you could do with a little bit of creativity on there. So that's the fourth one. So I'll have a look at the others and be back to you as soon as I can. Any questions, you can give me a call. I'm on 087-7750405. That's 087-7750405. Thanks, Connor.